Hello and welcome to the Dragon Show with Dragon and Ferret together. I'm Xander, this is Alkali.
I'm not here. I'm celebrating.
Why are you celebrating?
I don't know. It's almost drunken day. I'm celebrating that I'll almost get to drink. I'm celebrating by drinking. Hold on.
You're celebrating early. That's orange juice.
There's a tequila in there.
You don't put tequila in orange juice.
Tequila sunrise.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, shows what I know.
Tequila, orange juice, and cherry juice. Tequila sunrise.
I'm terrible at drinking. I just kind of combine things and hope it happens.
No. See, you do it a little differently.
Yeah.
I combine things.
Yeah.
I hand you a glass.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, this looks tasty. Ah. So what's the next one?
When I combine drinks, it's kind of like Skyrim. It's just random things. I don't look up a fact or anything. I could look up actual combinations, but no.
No, it's kind of like Skyrim because all of a sudden you go through your entire inventory of drink. I've never seen anyone drink as fast as you do. Dragon, that's a sipping drink. Oh, well.
It's gone now.
We should pour him another.
What's a sipping drink?
Oh, dear, for the love of God.
You should have given me a sippy cup, then.
You need a sippy cup.
It's
Captain
your fault.
Spills a lot.
It's your fault.
It's my... What's my fault?
You didn't give me a sippy cup.
Oh, so we're putting all the blame on me.
Absolutely. I have no control whatsoever. This is why your cabinet is empty now.
If that cabinet was empty, you'd be dead.
I ate some of your veggie straws or whatever. I'm sorry.
I use those to drink with.
You drink with veggie straws?
I drink hummus with veggie straws.
That's awesome.
They are pretty cool. For those of you who haven't seen veggie straws, they are straws made out of, I'm guessing, wheat.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that one out, too.
I'm not really sure. But they say, they're like, oh, a serving is like eating a vegetable.
Isn't a potato a vegetable?
Son of a bitch, they tricked us.
They did.
Which brings us back to St. Paddy's Day. Yay, the potato.
Die.
Oh.
Fuck you, Irish Spring.
How shit in your shoe.
I guess that's like how we make up for Black History Month. We just go the other direction.
Okay, hold on. How do you,
we can be?
How do you figure it's the other direction? Because it's white? First off, that's racist. I think that Black History Month just melds into St. Paddy's Day.
Also,
drinking?
Is Black Irish a drink?
No. Black Russian.
White Russian, Black Russian, okay.
Yes. There's an Irish car bomb, which once again, car bomb, right into Black History Month.
Wait. There isn't a black car bomb? It's just a car bomb?
a black car bomb is called a drive-by.
That's not a bomb.
A drive-by that went terribly wrong. That's what happens when you combine black people and the Taliban. They just drive past people and blow themselves up. Hope the shrapnel gets them.
On to happier things, maybe.
What, white car bombs?
Yes.
That's when a businessman accidentally hits you when you're riding a bike.
No, St. Patrick's Day. Have you ever celebrated it, really?
Have I celebrated St. Paddy's Day?
Yeah.
Every weekend to me is a little bit of St. Paddy's Day.
That's kind of sad.
I have a problem.
But when I'm around our friends, yes, we do drink a bit.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I joke a lot. I do not have a drinking problem. I have a drinking dependency.
But that's the thing. It's like, the most I've done is I go to a bar and they have some fucking singers that is pretending to be a famous Irish band.
Those are awesome.
They are pretty cool.
I love the fake Irish bands. I mean, the real ones are even better, but the fake ones, they just go, it's like, that's the thing. We sit up here and we're obviously joking. I have a lot of black friend. I have a black friend.
Wait.
I know black people, okay? I know of their existence.
I was gonna say.
We make fun of them, but it's a joke.
I see them on TV.
I have seen them on TV on a well-lit screen, because usually they camouflage, and my TV's resolution isn't good enough where you can pick up black people. That's why there's not a lot of black people in horror movies. They kill them off fast, because horror movies are traditionally dark. And people
that's why
without
they have to kill them off first.
Right. I got really angry when I found out the new big thing about TVs are, oh, the blacks are so clear. It's like, no, no, racist. The blacks shouldn't be clear. They should be dark.
They do say that, don't they?
The Aborigines are clear. Yeah, the blacks are so black.
Yeah.
But I have no idea what I was talking about before I went on that
time. Something about drinking Irish. Oh,
Irish bands. The ones that are just like a true Irish band. Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
Right.
Then you get to like the fake Irish bands like, oh, we drinking, fight. Like, oh, this is fucking racist and awesome.
I do like those songs.
Like, wow, side two of this diskette is about potatoes.
And the Irish is the only ones who get away with their nationality being a mascot.
That's true.
It's like the Fightin' Irish. Oh, it's the Fightin' Irish.
And that's because Notre Dame is fucking awesome.
Well, we're all Irish. We're the Fightin' Irish. Like, if you do it with any other race, it's a big deal.
Going to fucking Notre Dame games is a treat. It's something else.
Dude, I want a sports team. To the driving Chinese. And then that's their mascot. It's just...
You know what sport that would have to be?
What?
Roller derby. Just slamming into each other.
No, I want to see like a random car get out. Everyone gets excited. Yay! And they run over the other team's mascot. And they get out like they don't know what happened.
It's just an old Chinese lady that gets out of the car 2 months later after they unveiled this mascot. It turns out their real mascot was just drunk in the back, and this was just some Chinese lady. She just drove onto the court.
And then the favorite part. She gets out, she grabs the microphone, and everybody waits for it. I don't know. And then she shows her insurance card.
I have a feeling that the mascot be introduced by a gong.
Wow. No, everyone brings a gong to the,
Your sporting events are very expensive.
It's like the chop. Oh. Wow.
You thought those vuzuvus were loud and annoying. What are those called?
Vuvuzelas.
Vuvuzelas? Yeah, you thought that was annoying? Wait till everybody has a fucking gong.
I actually did go to U of I.
Yeah, I know, we both did.
What? Oh, yes, you did. Okay.
Yeah, we both went to the same college.
But you
remember we hooked up a few times?
Okay. Well, yeah.
I was that fat
we
guy.
We were going to U of I.
Oh, right.
But anyway, as I like attending the school. Like, but anyway, I've been to the Fighting Illini games or whatever. Yeah. And they get all excited when their Indian gets out there and dances. Which is terrible. It's really funny because then you have the actual Indians in front saying, this is fucked up.
See, we had a little different because I was on the computer science floor.
Okay.
So we didn't go to the sporting event so much, but like the super nerd on the floor,
uh-huh.
When he was playing like, what do you call that game? Command and Conquer?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, he had a cheer section. We sat there like, yeah, build faster than the computer. Yeah, squint those eyes. Be more Asian.
I think we should have more race mascots, though.
I think more racial mascots would be great.
The clubbing Eskimos.
Ooh, I like that one. The Polish team, before the basketball game, they just put newspaper all over the court. They put it down, they washed the floor and put down newspaper. I'm allowed to make that joke because I had a 100% Polish grandmother who put newspaper down everywhere.
That's not very exciting.
Oh, you wait.
The Polish grandma.
The Polish grandmother's at halftime, she chases the other team into the locker room with a wooden spoon.
Ladies and gentlemen, the news in Polacks.
Oh, Chihabunch! Oh, Chihabunch. Shut up.
And then she throws pierogies into the crowd.
Hey, don't get racist.
What?
No one throws my grandma's pierogies.
Every year we have pierogies.
I fucking love pierogies.
Yeah. You get the sauerkraut or...
Potato.
No, we get sauerkraut and cheese.
You fucker.
And then you fart your ass off.
No. You think you fart your ass off. You know what ours were?
What?
The sauerkraut and cheese ones, of course. Potato and prune.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
We had the prune pierogies. And you know the only two people in my family that ate them? Me and my uncle. Fucking prune pierogies. This dinner's going right through us, boys.
Did you have dueling assholes after?
No, the bathrooms were far enough apart, so it was just through the venting system.
That's impressive. But my grandma used to have a heater in the bathroom, which I never understood.
It's like a heater in the bathroom?
Yeah, like...
As if your shit didn't smell bad enough.
I would turn it on just because it was electronics, and it was in the bathroom. And I was trying to figure out why it was there.
Okay, this explains so much about you.
You sit down on the toilet, and it's just, like, within arm's reach, right across from you. And then you watch the little irons glow hot red. I could never figure it out why it was there.
See, okay, now we have to have some backstory here.
Okay.
Because most of our listeners are very confused. Me and Xander are old enough that we had to shit without cell phones.
This is true.
Yeah, so when we were young, the entire bathroom was our cell phone. Like, you'd have a little war with the decorative soaps, like the shell versus the little fat Buddha guy. Dun, 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 dun. And you'd spin the toilet paper roll and see how far you could roll off the toilet paper before you rolled it up and it didn't look like crap. And if you failed, you had to use that much toilet paper.
Wow.
You played with the vents. You played with the blinds on the window, and sometimes, if the bathroom was small enough, you just imagined.
Yeah, that's what I did when I jerked off. Absolutely.
Why are you jerking off while taking a shit? There are two things that should not be combined.
Fuck you. No, you're pretending to take a shit. You see?
You jerked off in your bathroom?
Yeah, who doesn't?
That's fucking genius! That would have saved me so much cleanup.
You go fat, fat, fat. Oh, it's coming. Aim down. That's how it works.
God damn it. Where were you when I was growing up?
Pro tip.
Fuck.
Well, oh, what did you do otherwise?
Are you kidding me? My mom couldn't figure out where all my tube socks were going. Then she moved my bed and it looked like I had... I don't even want to talk about it. The dust bunnies had feet.
Yeah, I've had that experience too.
No, I'm not doing your laundry anymore.
That whole, oh, I didn't know that happened thing. That, oh, what did you spill all over your comforter?
Oh, I don't know.
Milk. Milk everywhere. I ate lots of cereal up in bed.
I had to actually hand that one to my brother. That one was, that's one of the few times that I had to begrudgingly go, well done, well done. They will not ever live that one down.
What?
Well, my brother had some sayings. My mom was like, did you spill milk? And my brother, without missing me, I've had a wet dream like four nights in a row to my mom. And my dad in the other room who was smoking, I can just remember him coughing up a lungful of smoke. And without missing me, that's my boy.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was our childhood.
Little did they know that I don't think you would ever want a child from those loins.
Mm.
It would come out drunk.
Yes.
It would. It would come out Happy New Year.
My brother's sperm gets pulled over by white T cells. I mean, hey, do you know how fast you were going? Backwards? You were trying to impregnate the dick.
It pops out of the vagina. It just crashes into a pole. Hey, fucker, cut me off. Off to a good start.
Yes.
Enough about your brother's sexual whatever. This is bad.
Yeah, no, I don't need to.
Should we move on to other things and drunkenness, I guess?
Alan, I'm still hung up on, let's think about this. You've got St. Patty's Day, okay?
Yes.
National Drunk Day.
Yes.
Okay? And for those of you who don't drink on St. Patty's Day, why? Okay.
It's just a reason to get drunk. That's all it is.
Well, it's also celebrating the potato.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out. Valentine's is basically a saint, right? St. Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I think they killed somebody and cut out his heart.
They cut his head off.
Oh, was it his head? That's
I
much
think
better.
So.
We murdered somebody years ago on this date. I love you.
Yeah. And then there's, I don't even know what St. Is it St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, St. Patty.
Yeah. What? I don't even know anything about St.
Patty. St. Patty is the patron of parties, and he is also the patron of woo! Woo girls. He is the patron saint of woo girls.
And punching your
wife. And marital beatings.
Yes.
And believe it or not, carburetors. I don't even know why, but he's the patron saint of carburetors.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they need a patron saint. There is a patron saint of the internet. I don't know if you know that.
This is why I know that. Wait, what?
There is a patron. I forget. I read it somewhere.
Oh, my God.
There is a gentleman who works with me.
St. Lulz?
St. Lulz? Oh, you're an asshole. He's definitely had a cat, that's for sure. But there's a gentleman who works with me during the day who is the most religious person I've ever met. So he hates me. And they do trivia at the end of the day because when we're changing over shifts, it's more along the lines of two of us are working, trying to figure out what happened, what I need to do, and everybody else is just kind of waiting to go home. So they do trivia. And sometimes they try to stump the coworker. His name is Joe. And he cannot be stumped on anything having to do with religion at all. And one of the questions I remember was, who is the patron saint of the internet? And he nailed it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Catholics have gone too far.
Well, see, that's the thing. I actually, you know, all joking aside, I have no problem with any religion whatsoever. If you believe in something and it makes you a better person, that's great. If you believe in something and it makes you a worse person, you're going to go to what I believe is hell. In my belief system, hell is the opposite of your sexuality. Forever. Until you enjoy it. Then you lose it.
Wait. I think that's like the basis of many furry comics I've seen.
Furry is hell.
It makes sense now.
There's a few people that furry would be hell.
So you were saying those furry comics is basically they're transported into there and it's acted out.
I can accept that.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're gonna like it. Oh, they like it. Happy ending. That's a lot of furry comics. Like, that is a kink. Like, guys forced into being straight and then turning straight and just the opposite, too. Like, straight guys. Oh, my God. The bang bus or whatever?
Bait bus. Yes.
You were just talking about that.
Yeah, we were just talking about that this last weekend, the bait bus. We were gonna trick John.
That's a bad idea.
Oh, yeah. The not only would the person that was baiting him be mercilessly beat, he would be mercilessly beat and then thrown at the driver while John rolls safely from the automobile. He would survive, for he is John.
So yeah, we need more. We need actual holidays, because the next one is like July 4th, and I have PTO.
That's true. That's true. I mean, and don't get me wrong, July 4th is... I think that and Halloween are tied for my favorite. They're the greatest holidays.
Who celebrates Columbus Day? No one.
He got his own day?
Nobody celebrates Columbus Day anyway.
I think we should start celebrating Columbus Day. I think that on Columbus Day, we take everyone who I consider annoying, all of them, every single one of them, and put them on canoes in the middle of the Pacific.
I am all for it.
And say, find new land. Some of them will make it home.
With cameras.
Some of them will make it home.
Some.
We'll have cannons set up along the shore.
Oh, the stories.
Oh, oh, the sea chanties they will bring back to us. What? Now sit right back and enjoy this tale. A tale of my big old dick. Masturbated for 40 knots inside my tiny ship.
This is very scary. Gilligan's Isle.
I made a podcast for just one fan. He was my fan because I'd sit right back and I'd play with my dick. I'd shoot my jizzle ball. Yes, I lost my arm while I was out to sea. It is a frightful tale. A whale came up and I fisted him, and boy did I set sail. A whale's cunt is much tighter than anything that you could imagine. So sit right back and join me in. I'm going to jump the wagon.
Anyway. Since you brought up pirates.
Arr.
They had to be gay, right? It's just a bunch of guys.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
What? Oh, is that why they rip the women on when they go to...
No. Too dirty. Have you ever seen... Have you ever, like, imagined what it'd be like to be on a pirate ship in the day?
Yeah.
At this point, you're watching somebody. If you were gay, you know what you'd see all day?
Oh.
Wow. Hey, look at that guy walking over to the side of the boat. Oh, there he goes, shitting into the ocean. Oh. Yeah, I don't think I want to put my dick in there anymore. Oh, what did he wipe with? Oh, the handrail. Okay, I'm not going to even go over there.
Or his hook.
Oh.
Or maybe there's a special attachment for that as well.
Oh.
The dirty side of Captain Hook.
Ew.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to fisting the whale now.
Yeah, let's go back to that. That's much better.
Moby Dick.
So anyway, apparently there's a huge meteor that might hit Mars that was like the same thing that killed the dinosaurs.
The same meteor?
No.
Like it's got a gun?
If you're watching the History Channel, yes.
And the aliens.
It's back for revenge.
He's not here today.
Oh.
Nope. I asked him to show up. Unfortunately, he said he was out voting. He was looking for a sperm whale.
They banned him when they found out they're doing the Bible. Oh, look at the aliens now!
Oh, you know about that? You know that they're going to do a big Bible thing?
I saw a commercial and I was so excited.
I'm honest to God excited. I am super excited to see what the History Channel does with an entire multi-part series about the Bible.
I've seen history Bible stuff before. It's hilarious.
It's awesome! Yeah. Like, the stuff that they do, it's like, okay, and this is about King James Bible. Well, first you had a guy. Actually, three guys. Three wise guys. They followed a star. Let's look at how that would work. See, stars move in the sky. So according to the Bible, they went in a straight line, like this. But if they had followed a, star, it would look like this. Fucking circles. Fucking circles.
I'm trying to figure out who your voice is.
Oh, that's Carl Winsworth.
I have no idea who that is.
He's the patron saint of Alkali Can Do That Voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the patron saint of circles trying to follow a star.
Patron saint of circle jerks?
Patron saint of circle jerk is Xander the Bleu. He's French. He's French. Don't blame him. Don't judge.
No, Saint Handy.
Saint Jack Handy.
He's got a statue with one hand down.
It's a pearl statue.
Of course. All pearl.
Oh.
Completely white.
Oh my God.
What the fuck are we talking about?
They seriously have some great... See, the documentaries about the Bible itself they're fun, and yes. It's kind of... I like learning, so it's fun. The best documentaries are the ones that's like, all right, you know the Bible, right? Let me tell you about the books that didn't make it in. Have you ever seen that one?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't make the Bible? I forget what it's called. There's two different ones. Like, these are the books that didn't make the Bible. One of them was like, all right, let's look at this line right here in the real Bible. This line here says, and he. What does that mean? And he. Let's flip the letters around a little bit. If you flip in the letters, put in some new letters and have a few typos, Jesus was gay. It's right there, black and white. And now let's look at this book that probably didn't exist, found by a guy in a library, and the next day the library burnt to the ground by his hand. We watched him do it. Probably legitimate. In this book that he says he found, Jesus blows a dude. Yep. The Gospel According to Bao Chica. Wow.
Oh, I hate you.
I hate me too.
You know what my favorite thing like that was?
Bao Chica Wow Wow?
No, the documentaries for the Bible was where, like, hey, you know Abraham? Well, he killed a shitload of guys.
Yes.
They're like, here's the real Abraham. And they do the reenactments. Like, oh, stab, stab, club. There's your Bible.
Oh, my God.
It's like, yeah, but like what you say, like, the deleted scenes. That's what it is.
The deleted scenes of the Bible are the best.
Yeah. The ones that didn't make the cutting room floor.
And all honesty, if you get a chance to see these, watch them from beginning to end. Because they start off, they don't just go, I mean, it's not as crazy as we're saying. But there is literally one, that there's a real line in the Bible that mentions this kid. They're like, what the hell is he? Huh? That didn't make any sense. And then later in the Bible, Jesus goes into a room with someone nondescript. And if you look at this book that didn't make it in the Bible, that kid was like, wanted to give himself to Jesus so he understood the merits of homosexual love, And Jesus agreed on that last day. That's literally the theory that the History Channel wants to portray to us. It's like, what? Yeah, this guy was like, yeah, fuck me. And Jesus is like, maybe later. And the guy's like, yeah, it's later. Cool.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, according to this book, Jesus had a homosexual experience. And he loved it.
Are you sure? This wasn't a furry comic.
This was not a furry comic. This was on the History Channel and therefore legitimate.
Yes, totally.
Like, there's some great, I forget, I wish I could remember some of them.
I'm still stuck on the gay Jesus story. That's just so awesome. It's like, hey, big fan. Wanna fuck my ass? Except I'm sure it was much, much more eloquent than that.
And I love that all these Bible studyists, it's like, well, you see, this part of the Bible, it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor because if it was true, it wouldn't make any sense. Well, what about this part over here that that's true. That's true because that supports my theory. So the part that supports your theory only if it's a metaphor is a metaphor, but the part that supports your theory only if it's true is true? Well, obviously, it's right there in the Bible. What part? The true part. Okay.
Welcome to the Bible.
Yeah. What was Ned Flanders lines? Come on, Jesus, I did everything you asked in your Bible. Even the stuff that contradicted the other stuff.
Wait, how many disciples were there?
12.
How many dwarfs were
there? Disciples?
Yeah.
Hold on. 12 disciples, yeah.
Okay, how many dwarfs were there?
7 dwarfs.
Oh, okay.
Damn. No, good try, though.
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
Matthew,
that.
Mark, Luke, John, Sleepy, Happy, Grumpy.
And Jesus!
Jesus was Snow White. The television show Once is actually going to be the greatest prank ever pulled on Christianity.
Yes!
Turns out Rumpelstiltskin is Satan. Actually, that would be fucking awesome.
It would be.
I love Rumpelstiltskin.
It would be Judas.
Rumpelstiltskin.
In our world.
Who would be our Judas?
Yeah.
Obama.
No, he's the Antichrist.
That's actually also on the History Channel.
Wait, what's Obama again? I'm sorry.
The Antichrist?
Oh, okay. And
or Judas?
I missed that part in the Bible when he took everyone's guns. Or maybe that's...
Oh, that's the metaphor.
Oh, it's right. Metaphor.
But Obama's not going to actually take people's guns. He's going to metaphorically take their guns. Where guns represent life, and taking represents...
Life.
Taking.
Yes, taking.
Because the Bible doesn't have to make sense.
But it's fun.
It's awesome. Go History Channel.
Yeah. I don't know how many times I've seen... Oh, my favorite History Channel thing, and it might not have been a History Channel, was like, here's the parts of the Bible, and here's why it's bullshit. I mean, they didn't really say that, but they might as well have.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know that part of the parting the sea? You know what that was? Yeah, apparently the tides went out that day. It's like, oh, shit.
They contradict the Bible and the History Channel contradicts itself almost as much as Yahoo News.
So they're saying that like Moses was basically a weatherman.
It happens.
It's like, oh, well.
Yeah, we're gonna have a Jew front coming in from the east. How long is that gonna stay, Moses? 40 days and 40 nights. It's gonna be a big dry spell too.
Jews aren't very dry, especially in the desert.
Absolutely. Oh, what about Monday? Locusts.
Yeah, it's true.
You got a locust front moving in? What the hell kind of Doppler radar are you using? Jadar. Jesus Dar.
Judar? Oh.
Judar.
Wait, Jadar? Moses had Jesus come in preemptively?
Oh, yeah, he was hanging out with him. Remember how he tapped the staff against the rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, that rock was a metaphor for Jesus.
Now we're getting to History Channel territory.
I told you he's not showing up today.
Fuck you.
Fuck me up the ass. Okay, I'll give this to you.
Okay.
We're going to go back to our old topic. You are 100% right. There is far too much time between Drunken Irish Day and Blow Off Your Finger in Terrible Ways Day.
Yes.
We need a holiday in between.
Absolutely.
I think we honestly do.
Like, the only thing I think is, like, there's April Fools, but that's, like...
That's beyond holiday. That has transcended.
It's just a thing that you may or may not do.
I take a day off for it.
That would be amazing.
In my industry, you don't come into work on April Fool's Day. You don't want to know what happens.
So what's your proposed thing?
I think we need a holiday that everyone can celebrate as a nation.
Absolutely.
So I think it needs to be Tell Your Parents an Awkward Truth Day.
Oh, my God.
Now, if your parents aren't around, it's okay. Your closest family member. But everybody has to tell their closest family member or parents an awkward truth.
I like this.
National coming out and getting kicked out of your house day. How many of them would be, Mom, Dad, I'm gay. And then right back, son, we don't want you living here anymore. Awkward truth day!
There is like a coming out day, but we just need to take it to the next level. Government officials at every house, looking sternly for the kids to tell that truth. And we'll all be a better nation.
Oh my God, actually you're a genius. Forget about coming out day.
What?
Truth day.
It's truth day.
Truth day.
So we were saying that the nation is in one big bad Jim Carrey movie?
Yeah, but the first thing we have to do is put a dome over our nation.
Okay.
We can't let the other nations hear what we actually think.
The regulations for truth day, you can't get fired.
Okay.
No. Anything you say that day, you cannot get fired.
It can never be used against you.
They can't just fire you the next day.
Oh, even though they'll probably want to.
Oh, absolutely.
If I had Truth Day, I would have no friends.
Anything you say on Truth Day, they cannot fire you. Although, wait, you think friendships should be null too?
Friendships would be totally nullified by Truth Day.
That's like court. It's like, yeah, just strip that from the record. You didn't hear that. It never works, does it?
How about 20 Questions Day?
I'm still hooked on Truth Day, but okay, 20 questions.
20 questions, that makes it a little bit easier. You don't have to be able to tell the truth all day, but you have 20 index cards. Everybody, they get mailed out on international mailing fucking index cards day. And they're very hard to forge. And everybody gets 20. And you can use those 20 to hand to somebody, and then a spell is cast over them. And the next question you ask them is going to be answered truthfully. That would also ruin friendships and 90% of marriages.
Are we sure this would actually help people?
I think it'd be fucking hysterical.
I think studies have shown that, like, the more you lie to yourself, the happier you are.
That explains why I'm so fucking thrilled. La 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 la, fucking lying la.
Yay, lying bear.
You can't trust me.
I don't trust you.
You're a smart dragon. Good thing you don't have 20 index cards.
Fuck you.
I think, you know what?
What?
I think we're going to do this. All right. Listeners.
Wait. Go ahead.
Next podcast, we will answer 20 questions.
20 questions?
20 questions.
Okay. Well, okay.
Try to keep them to yes or no so that we don't have to go too far into them. 20 questions, and we will be deathly honest with you. It might take up the whole podcast.
We're going to lose friends.
We're going to lose all of our listeners. This is the perfect way to go out. Especially since if you really think about it, in our next podcast. No, that's not our next podcast. This would be a great one to end up on April Fool's Day.
Well, I think it's pretty close to St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, okay. We'll be drunk and you'll ask me the questions. We'll do two separate filmings. You ask me 10 of the questions, and I'll ask you 10 of the questions, and we'll be roaring drunk as we get asked them.
Do you remember? Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to change topics, but I just remembered something.
What did you do?
Were you there when we were talking about what to do to the snowman? Or no?
What? Yes, I was. Yes, you're an evil bastard.
Well, we have a huge snowstorm coming in, like the whole country.
Yes.
Okay? Should we confuse all the children and give boob jobs and dick jobs to all the snowmen?
I like John's idea for all the snowmen.
What?
Go around to any place where there's a street, like where people have been driving around, and next to all the pure white snowmen, make a black snowman and leave a sign that says affirmative action.
Why don't we just give the white snowmen clan hoods? Make a cross next to the...
Can we do this?
But if you light it on fire, it's just going to melt.
No, don't just leave it there and leave it there with a book of matches.
Oh, fuck.
Poor snowman.
Fun things to do to snowmen. We got to think of some.
But no, absolutely not.
What?
Calvin and Hobbes have already done it.
They did.
That was one of Calvin and Hobbes' great gags. They used to do snowman gags all the time.
Well, I'm saying turn the snowman. Oh, did they really? Okay.
Oh my God, look it up. Look them. Some of them are just magical. They are absolutely wonderful. Calvin and Hobbes snowman gags. They're great.
All right. Apparently you can't do them because...
No, Calvin and Hobbes did it. Too great. They are so far above us on the amazing food chain that we would get eaten by sky sharks.
They're not that high because they just made a movie about it.
I'll stab you.
What? It was in the boat. It was Life of Pi. It was Calvin and Hobbes.
I will stab you.
Not sacred.
Stabbing is sacred. Just like Jesus! Yay, Bible!
You know the nails that went in. What if they were meteors? Or made of kryptonite, one of the two.
I kind of hope that when the History Channel does the history of the Bible, that they have a musical number somewhere in there.
Oh my God. The musical Bible?
The Bible the musical.
They already did that, didn't they? Like they had Jesus Technicolor Dreamcoat?
Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat?
Sorry.
You're an idiot.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
I think we need an atheist who believes in his work. He doesn't need to believe in the Bible, but he needs to believe in his work. And who's not an asshole atheist. Someone who's just like, yeah, okay, this may not be my belief, but I'm going to take this book, and I am going to turn it into the greatest musical ever, and just let him ride.
I can definitely see that. I want to see, well, maybe he could be a character. Like, we could make a Bible musical that's modern, you see. Not just Mormon the musical or whatever.
I forgot about Mormon the Musical.
We need to make the Apocalypse Musical.
The Apocalypse Musical?
Yes. With Kirk Cameron, of course, since he's in all about that, oh shit, it's real things. You know what I'm talking about.
No.
You know that series of books left behind for after?
Oh, yeah.
The Rapture or whatever? Well, because you have zombies. Zombies are hot right now. Singing zombies. Doing dance numbers. Thriller dance, right there. Right the fuck there. You bring back Michael Jackson. Like, not for real, but you have someone playing Michael Jackson. He would lead the zombie hordes.
Oh my God.
We'll probably have a new pope by then. He's gotta do his own number.
Oh, absolutely.
Obama, he is the Antichrist. We'll just make him the Antichrist. Just for sake of
just argument. Yeah, I think that
this
that's the only way to do it.
The Catholics in, like, Obama's the Antichrist. What if he actually played himself in this thing? He's already elected. He'll do it. Why not? He's like, fuck it. My wife just opened an Oscar thing, and no one gave a shit. I'm playing the Antichrist.
What will I do? What will we eat? I just want something savory and sweet. Who will tweet me? There's no Twinkie. What have we done?
It would be great if like, he starts taking guns away from white people and starts juggling them.
He would have to have like a power ballad.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm trying to think of all the other fun. Of course, Satan comes back.
Oh, Satan. Of course. Who plays Satan? Yeah.
William Dafoe!
William Dafoe always plays Satan. Or Tim Curry. Tim Curry makes a great Satan.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Oh, yeah, I found a fun fact for Tim Curry. Because one of my all-time favorite movies, Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Okay. We were looking to IMDb. Did you know he was up for the role of Judge Dredd? Or of Judge, whatever, the judge guy.
I think it was Judge Dredd or something.
Maybe. I don't remember. The judge.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He was up for the role, and you know why he didn't get it?
Why?
The director said, no, he's too creepy.
and
so there, you learned something.
Doc Brown wasn't?
He was fucking awesome.
He was so creepy.
I loved it.
They all float down here.
That's Roger. Tim Curry.
Why can't you say that in Roger Rabbit?
We'll make a sequel.
Tim Curry, hello, Jesus. I'm back.
Beep, beep, Jesus.
Beep, beep, Jesus.
No, actually, he could play it. He could play the clown, but then John Leguizamo would come out, dude, dude, dude.
What?
John Leguizamo, wasn't he the clown in Spawn?
Oh, yeah, he was.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't miss that one.
I just didn't get the reference at first. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I really want to hear Obama's power ballad.
Oh, absolutely. Especially if I knew what a power ballad was. A black guy playing guitar?
Bass.
Oh, okay. Jimi Hendrix would be like, fuck you, that's my thing.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, right. We've done it. That was by far the most racist episode. I'm Alkali.
I'm Xander.
Good fucking night.